The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, August 18th, 2026. Whoa. Not doing a Captain Kirk there, just verifying. I knew the day of the week for sure because I, in fact, did watch a little wrestling last night.
Captain Kirk.
And so, Monday.
Yeah, Captain Queeg.
August 18th, 2026. Bring me up, Scotty.
I picture Looper doing that voice when he does his little, when he makes his post, he puts the star date gimmick. Yes. He does that whole deal.
Yeah.
Because he's a Trekkie.
Yeah, like, is there like a, if you are in that world, a Trekkie, do you read those coordinates and you're able to see them and figure out, or do you have to like physically put that into a computer to see where it is?
Oh, you do they mean anything?
Is there like a ratio? I know the golden ratio, but I mean like, you know how you can do the pounds to dollars. You can do I don't know the pesos anymore. I don't even know if they use them anymore, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. What is that conversion rate? Is it good?
I think we sent all our pennies to Haiti. I think that's where they all went.
Lord.
Yeah. And then barbecue melts them down. For bullets and ammunition.
Makes bronze, or not bronze, please. Copper. Oh, that might be worse. Copper, yeah. Images of fake gods.
He's making it for his coup. Yeah. Like, are you going to take over Haiti yet or not? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, but, the truth of it is, it'd be one of those things where the rest of the world and maybe part of America would be like, hands on the hips. All right, what are we going to do? And we're like, they don't have anything we want.
Well, you don't hear about, look, it was a bad time. But the Noriegas of the world, in Panama, they were being bought off. And the Idi Amins. Like,
oh, yeah.
God.
You don't, there's no characters on the world stage anymore, as far as that goes.
Well, gee, do you wonder why? I didn't say GD, by the way. I said G, comma, do you wonder why?
Yeah, because do these guys not want any kind of branding?
They don't want to play.
Saudi Crown Prince, couldn't tell you his name. I probably couldn't pronounce
it. He's probably glad that you don't.
I forgot the guy who runs Syria now, but he's a former Al Qaeda operative.
Ah, yeah. But my
who runs Iran?
Whichever is next in the bloodline.
Yeah, like the brother or the son.
Son, son came in for the dad, and then the son got killed, right?
I don't know.
It's hard to keep up. I haven't watched War Center lately, which, by the way, should be a thing. And I hate to say it, but like War Center, it's like Sports Center. They come on.
Well, I hope it's better than Sports Center.
There, you have a Stephen A. Smith type who's just always mean and screaming at people that could, beat the living snot out of him.
Linda Cohen.
Looking like old Kobe.
Linda Cohen retired, so she was the last Sports Center anchor that anybody knew.
Yeah.
Now they're all just faces.
But, this isn't any kind of political kind of statement here, but if, I'm 50. And
50 years old.
And
there was a war center, by the way. It was called Al Jazeera.
Do what?
There was a war center. It was called Al Jazeera.
Swear to God.
All they talked about.
Oh, but they didn't have a feature on there. Instead of Sports Center, it was War Center Conflict Center.
That's what the whole show was. And then they had Al Jazeera America. That kind of freaked me out.
If they're going to do this crap, which, I want to beat my head against the wall.
Nice.
Because that's the way I get off page.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, like don't when it... That. Like the fact that Cauchy, you can bet on like how many deaths will be in another country because of a war. Like that's
horrible.
I want to say effed up to the extreme. Like, yeah. I mean, like that is monotonous. So who's to say, like, let's not be nuts here. Who's to say that some body is like putting a bunch of money on saying there's going to be 1,000 deaths in so and so area of the world today.
I think that needs to end if they're doing that, because there's a $30,000 bounty on military people in Iran. Jesus. American military people.
So they got to do it for people, American money.
If people are going to...
Do people not understand the game? Like, they don't. Like, so these dumb bastards over there are sitting there saying...
Men and women.
We're going to hold your soldier captive or whatever for $40,000 in your money. So if we do this and we're undermining your country, which your country is your economy, that money is going to be worthless. So you're a dumb son of a bitch. Like, you really are.
Yep.
You dummy. You should say gold. Let me negotiate for you dummies.
Oh.
Gold. Gold.
Did you hear about all the gold they found in the basement?
Of where? Is that why they were digging out the new ballroom?
No, let me get this for you. This was some random job.
That's the underground bunker.
Yes, the ballroom with the bunker. I mean, if you're going to have a ballroom, you've got to have a basement.
You've got to have a bunker where you can store all your stuff.
That's such a word that's overused, though. Like, bunker to me is like just a literally like one of those things you'd go hide in on Twisters. Or Twister, the first one. I didn't like Twisters. I like Twister. Actually, I'm a bigger fan of Twista, the rapper. Rest in peace. Did he die?
I think he's still with us.
Oh, thank God. Welcome back.
So this happened in Belgium. It was in an old brewery. 8 construction workers found $10 million in gold in coins and bars.
Oh, I was going to say.
Then, of course, you know, the government sweeps in and goes, hang on now. So they don't know if they're going to be able to keep any of it. That they found.
What was it? Their gold? Like, was it like the coins? Were they like silver or American Eagles? Yeah. Or
here's what they found. So they're the bars.
Oh, those are like hand melted.
Those are vintage.
Yeah,
that's like something you find at sea.
Arr!
Look how thin they are. These bars.
Yeah.
Look at the bouillon.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
why would you
tell anybody you found it?
Because if somebody left that. Then
they're coming back to get it.
Stupids.
You should have just said, you know what, guys? I've met someone and we're going to move to Latvia. I don't know why I said Latvia. It just came off the top of my head. Somewhere where it's real safe and.
Off a pirate ship.
Well, I mean, did they have dates on any of them, did you say?
Let me look.
What if that's the ship from the Goonies page?
What if?
I mean, remember, it took off at the end. That's how they can do a second one, is freaking Sloth and Chunk are swimming out to try to get on the pirate ship to, you know, drive it back.
Goonies don't ever die.
Well, I know. So, I mean, that right there keeps the franchise going for many years.
Because my husband was going to invest $10,000, like he had it. Just kidding.
Thanks a lot, Paige. What the hell?
And diving in Florida for... not for one of the ships that's down there that nobody
play the USS Muff.
I don't know. But there's still stuff lost at sea.
Diving for that.
I don't know what these...
Totally missed.
All of them say NJ.
If one of you out there got it, let me know. They say J?
All of them say NJ.
NJ.
But they're different numbers, the 34971. And
yeah. Oh, so that... Okay, so that's not hand-poured then. If somebody... That's Ignat.
Well, can you tell from, like, I can't tell from here. That looks like somebody...
I might have to walk over there.
That looks very old to me. I'm sorry.
Like, I don't know if this is obviously not drawn on, right? Like, somebody had to etch it in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, like, well... No, dude, that's old as crap.
That's...
old gold.
You
know how
when you can tell, like, the number, the serial numbers, they're not, like, in a line. Mm-hmm. They were, like, hand put on
smelted
there.
Or whatever.
I think they kept a couple before that.
I would, God, well, I mean
if you can
me?
Fit it in your pocket.
It's like some of the, like.
Well, these are thin.
You ask yourself this right now. Like, you listening to, if you're a cop.
Big cop.
And maybe it's good I'm not.
Big fat cop.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of those that I remember seeing a body cam where they busted some big drug dealer dude. And
well, that's racist.
There was just, why? Because, okay, little,
I don't know, but it is.
Small. But there was, like, gobs of cash in everywhere. So, yeah, some of these cops, they shoot them on their body cam, putting a couple handfuls of money in their pocket. By God.
Why not?
Why,
let them take a tip.
I mean, you're out there defending us, and also your lives are in danger at all times, baby. Take a handful of cash.
Yeah. If you want to give him the new weapons, give him the new weapons. You know? Hook him up a little.
Yeah. Oh, man. I
always talk about getting defunded, and you get shot at for, what, $15 an hour?
Oh, it's more than that.
Or do you get shot at for $16 an hour?
18. No, I have no idea. I would hope to the good Lord above that that they get, I'm going to look it up. I mean, and I hate to say that for those of you that you're like, God, don't say my salary on the radio, dude.
Would you want to go to a smaller department to, I don't know if you get more money. Maybe you have to go to a bigger one to.
God, it's like the media.
Yeah.
You got to go to, so I give you the national median for being obviously there's various roles. This is your median nationally, approximately 76,000. Varies by location, of course. Which state pays the most? There's a which, in your mind,
New York, right?
No,
it's not New York.
Which one would you be? Okay, so I guess New York was the one you'd be most fearful to be a cop in by that answer, because I think that's the way you kind of measure.
Like, oh, no, I thought you were asking like
Wyoming is like, you know what, you should be a volunteer cop there. I mean, there's not much going on, right?
Covering crime in New York City has got to be damn near impossible.
California, 118 grand a year average.
What does that get you? Like,
yes, I don't know if that's median. So that means they're taking their big dogs and they're combining it with their greenhorns and getting that median average.
It's going to be massive work strikes here in the future.
Why?
Because you don't even get cost of living increase anymore.
Oh, God, no.
But the price of everything goes up. Yeah. Now, the wages don't go up, so people are going to be like, or they're just going to stop buying.
Well, there's what was the big retail chain they announced yesterday was going bankrupt?
And Monkey Wards.
Closing, well, no.
Belk Simpson?
No.
I hope not.
No, it's not one of those anchor stores. It's just one of those, like...
Ballantine Hardware.
It was a mall-type store, but I can't remember what it was. But anyway, I found this good site here.
Hope it wasn't Spencer's.
I know, I'm half-assed giving you a story. You just said, like, retail is suffering right now. I was like, yeah, I just saw it. Okay, so this is, it's probably Rob Inaria's favorite website. It's called allcriminaljusticeschools.com.
That was chefboyrd.com.
So in South Carolina, your bottom 10%, according to this website, is $43,640. Your top 10%, $78,000.
That's got to be like Greenville, Columbia, Charleston.
Okay. Let's see. North Carolina. Y'all get more. From $80,920 on your top 10%, bottom 10, 44. Look at that, though, man. That's like almost half. Like, that's where you're going to catch some resent. Like, y'all, well.
You know, I found out that's...
I'm not arguing for anyone else.
That's like that's a big majority of... Well, maybe not majority, but a big part of being a sheriff. You have to go lobby council for money constantly.
Yeah, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Also, they put together their budget probably before, like at the beginning of the year, and then they already know what they need to spend.
Plus, yes, you've got to you got to know the law, obviously, because, are there any sheriffs that were never... officers, like, because sometimes so. There's like basketball coaches who never played in the NBA.
Yeah, Belichick never played in the NFL.
NFL, yeah,
the greatest coach ever.
I think for their credibility working in that field, they would need to.
But
be
you sure. gotta look a certain way. Like, you gotta look. First off, you gotta look like you catch criminal, yep. Which is a great show. It's Catch Predator.
Catch Predator.
Did you bring condoms?
They're looking for aliens with long hair.
But, like, you've got to have that kind of look, and you've also, you've got to be, like you're saying, like a salesperson, and you've got to go in and lobby budget stuff.
You got to be political. So if you vote for somebody, you got to make sure they know how to play the game.
You got to have some charisma. You got to not have a drug addiction.
That's what Sheriff Lewis in Greenville is good at. He's good at putting the squeeze publicly on council.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, that's pretty smart.
But do you think even that's like... they're out on the golf course. Ha ha! I made you look good on Channel 4 the other night, didn't I? Ha ha ha! Nah, it's probably all real. We're the fools. Let's see, Tennessee. Were you at? You're under us actually, because of the S and then goes down to the T.
I would like to talk. Remember, we had the guy who went through the academy who could not find a job. I would like to talk to somebody who went through it and turned down a job because of the money.
I remember when. Obviously, we'll keep this on the low here, but like I remember when three that we knew in Greenville City quit to go work at a factory type job. I'm not saying anything bad about a factory job at all, especially these days. Like, I'm not.
No, that's where a lot of people work.
Yeah, and another thing is, I mean, this is, you know, I don't know how the things change from day to day, but like, the way these politicians are getting about, they see their sector is like saying, hey, no data centers, no AI, we don't like that. They're going to start giving these tax cuts to businesses that aren't using robots and all this bull crap. Thus, because think, it only makes sense. Why wouldn't you pull for the guy who employs the people in your city versus the company that comes in, buys the land, and employs four or five full-time employees, and then your city's known as Data Center City.
Mm. Why do they keep postponing those votes? That's what I kind of wonder. Do you think people are going to forget? Or, I mean, what is the deal? Is there never enough information at these meetings where you got to, you know what? Can't vote, got to postpone. Or are you trying to work one? You
know? Man, I don't know. It's a freaking great question.
Yeah, I just think that before they vote everything, they need an EPA evaluation of the area and, you know, how is it really going to affect the infrastructure.
I'm ready because for one council to say it's coming. It's just that's what's going on.
Because if it costs mass blackouts in certain cities, it's just going to be a big problem.
So they'll be like, you know, deal with it. It's coming here.
Or if we don't have water, treated water, you know, where's the sewer going to go? You know,
but where does Duke Power stand on that, though? Are they like, hell yeah? Or are they like, whoa, dude, you're going to test our, you know, it's going to be like on Christmas vacation where they're going to go pull the other switch.
You ever see a water leak in town and how long it takes to fix it? It's like, this needs to be thought out, you know.
They don't, they always talk about infrastructure, Duke, like how they need upgrades and whatnot. Yeah. I'm sure they'd be opposed to it. God. I would say if you want a data center here, it's got to run off recycled doo-doo water.
Absolutely.
But that's where our other water comes from, though. Like, our water is recycled doo-doo water.
God, I don't want to know
like
that.
Like, everything is true? Yeah, man.
Well, there would be, like, some super good filters. Cycling that sucker.
Sucking nothing. Sucking and so what sucker. If I did? What if there's video of it? So what?
So what if they're in? Sucking a hot dog.
A ding dong. That's what he said.
Sucking a ding dong.
Sucking a chili dog.
So what if he did?
So what if he did? So what?
Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they're coming here. Sometimes you don't even have to go to the council votes. They're just going to do what they want anyway.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody like says, hey, I can't make it there, but I want to do this. I want to Zoom. Oh, and while they're on there, they're like doing a bunch of AI stuff to the filter. Like, wait a minute. This kind of defeats the damn purpose. You're using AI to freaking get mad about it.
It's like Butt Blinker 3000. Remember the guy that went to court virtually? He never changed his name.
It was down there as his handle from Skype or something, right?
Yep.
God, that was good. That was good. All right. We'll take a break. It's a big day. It's the once a month All Advice show. That'll start up just after Hetty's, as we call them.
You better get in line. You better.
Yeah.
Some primo real estate coming up.
We got a couple, actually four, that are like, you know, hey, call me at this time. And again, we'll do twice. And then that's it. We won't keep calling.
No. Nope.
If you, you know, and.
It's not even a voicemail anymore. Say your name and I'll see if the party's available.
I don't know what those are. Who in our group has a Google phone now, by the way? Because you can't edit messages anymore. And that means somebody in the group has a Google phone.
Big Brown.
He didn't. Not that group.
The
BDU.
I don't think Jug would have a Google phone.
I can't imagine.
I would never use one.
Must be out in the area.
God, it might be. Is he, is he like a, like a, is that his lawyer phone?
I don't know.
Maybe phone? It's not traceable or something.
I don't know. Maybe. The Gmail thing isn't Masonic apron.
I mean, look, if you look into it, it really is. So where are your emails really going? Who's looking at them?
Who's looking at them? The Freemasons.
You still have to know a bunch of racist jokes to get into the Freemasons? Has that changed?
No, they did. What? Huh?
Has that changed? I had a guy come up to me at an appearance one. He's like, you know what? That's not how it goes in the Freemasons. He had the ring and everything. I was like, okay, well, just a joke, guy.
Oh, you what, you ask him about breaking in the goat? I
said God, we need to do just a segment on Freemasonry. What we know, what the they last don't, one. What they don't want you to know.
The last one.
The only thing I know about that is War and Peace, the movie.
I never knew the
and
guy.
The book is all about being a Freemason.
Yeah. Well, was Warren a good dude?
Is it really Warren? Free?
No.
What's it good for?
Well, did they eliminate the Kiwanis Club?
Illuminati.
Or did they
eliminate the Illuminati?
Eliminate the Illuminati.
No. Rotary Club.
Pac was trying to tell us. The Rotary Club? What does that mean?
Where are they? You hear about the Freemasons.
That's mysterious.
You don't hear about these 4-H Club.
That's true. They want to be a secret society. So, like, the Illuminati's like, God bless it, man. It's like when, you know, like, hipster people start wearing a certain thing and then everybody starts wearing it. They're like, no, we're not wearing it anymore. Uh-uh. We don't want to be Illuminati anymore. Call us something different. Call us Trilateral Commission or something cool.
Bilderbergers came out. They got exposed, you know, and everybody's like, oh, no.
Yeah, like, I saw another. Wait, let's go to break so we can stay on time.
All right.
No, is it? No, is it no. Not firing? How about if I start humming like a Go to Break song?
No, it's just the. All right, look, I know this is going to be a situation until the Super Bowl's over with.
Oh no,
it's not going to get figured out until then.
No way.
Yeah, happy football season.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I was going to change it, and I'm like, you know what? Might as well G it up a little bit more.
Gangsta.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's such a prick now. This is some of his later work. Later 90s work.
Who is that? Oh, is it?
Oh, excuse me. I don't mind.
Who is this?
Three names.
John Cougar Mellencamp?
It is.
All right. I thought so.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Now, if you had a birthday, it might have taken you a while.
Probably.
I saw him on the news for something. I'm having deja vu.
Being a dick to everybody?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
It's something about...
So ornery.
Wasn't it something political?
Oh, yeah. He's big into politics.
Yeah.
Which ain't it. Look, that's cool, but he's always so angry. Like, calm down, man. Like, we should be angry over little pink houses and a couple of these stinkers you put out.
Because my brother kept playing that over and over and over again.
Yeah. We're little pink houses, trap houses, and John Cougar, he's just Mellencamp now, I think.
Yeah, he dropped Cougar.
It was like, ah.
He bees in the
like, trend. What is the story behind that? Where did because when I was a kid, he was John Cougar. And then I guess it was like, hey, you know what? My mom, or maybe it's my dad, his mom would have been the Cougar. Not in figurative terms, but probably the last name. And then he's like, all right, my dad's trying to get back in my life now. John Cougar Mellencamp. And then maybe dad was like, haha, I only came around because I was trying to get some of your money. He's like, okay, fine.
I think.
I'll be just John Mellencamp then. Screw you, Mom.
Maybe the Mellencamp wasn't a cool enough name, so they wanted him to change his name to Cougar, and then he added it back.
Mellencamp sounds like where you would go every summer, Paige.
His identity got stolen is what it was.
Was that what it was?
Get it a Mellencamp. What kind of melon would you like?
Honey. And some honeydew.
One of those big ones.
Some watermelon? Out front.
I'm trying to find if...
By the way.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just a real pain in the ass. He is. I cannot find why he is not Cougar anymore.
Maybe because of, like, the term Cougar. Like, people like Paige and her hot friends messed up that name.
How?
Like, think about the Mercury Cougar. They're like, oh, great. No men are going to drive this now.
It wasn't like a bunch of single women trying to, you know, get younger dudes. It's we stole a child's Cougar T-shirt. Well,
hang on.
You stole it?
We did.
I misheard you. You said you stole a child's Cougar.
Yeah, the Cougars. It was a mascot of an animal.
Rest in peace.
Not an mascot.
Somebody just text that in. God, you know what? It might be autocorrect because he just died. But someone's explaining why John Cooter Mellencamp changed his name.
Oh, Ben Jones. Cooter Jones.
His real name was, I think Paige said this, his real name's John Mellencamp. And then his manager said, hey, man.
Hey.
Girl's going to put a big poster on her wall. I'm paraphrasing this. No, you know, mm-hmm. It's going to be hard to market it, guys. Mellencamp. What about Johnny Cougar? So then he said, yeah, I'll be Johnny Cougar. And then in 1983, he said, you know what? I want to slowly reintroduce who I really am. I'll be Johnny Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, okay.
And then in 91, once he got his career structured for like 10, 12 years, then he completely dropped the Cougar.
So it wasn't an alter ego situation like, you know, Garth Brooks and Chris Gaines or Blake Shelton and Ralph Gunt.
What is Ralph Gunt?
Ralph Gunt.
Who is that?
It's Blake Shelton's alter ego.
Is that right?
He's got a mohawk and he sings rock.
I can't tell if you're doing a joke right now.
Oh, yeah. Look into it.
Well, I had to look up Johnny Cougar now.
John Cougar. Ralph with an L. Gunt with a G.
Is that Gunt?
Not to be confused with Thick Cut 20.
Oh, my God.
I don't see it.
The promo code at golly.com.
I don't see it. Ralph.
Is your internet broken? There, guy.
Ralph. Gunt.
Gunt.
Like G-U-N Toledo?
That's right. Just like the theater downtown.
That's a gunner.
That's the Hunting Head of Howl you're thinking of.
I mean, there's no one famous with that name on here.
Well, I could be wrong, but let me look into it further.
I want to. When you say alter ego, like you mean he goes out and just does these like pop up shows as some kind of rock guy,
like Garth Brooks did with Chris Gaines.
Yeah,
he put a wig on. He'd put an album out. You know, Blake would go around as Ralph Gunt, doing punk shows, punk pop shows. They could play with Murder Junkies.
Yeah.
Which was Darby Allin's band, right?
You're talking about Ethan Ralph?
No. Ralph. First name Ralph.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing for Blake Shelton.
What's that last name again?
Gunt.
Yes.
Are you just doing this for me to say Gunt over and over again?
No.
Yeah. I mean, there's like...
Why you look into it? We'll catch up.
It says Blake Shelton, this is Gemini, Blake Shelton has jokingly referred to a couple alter egos throughout his career. Snowflake, a tongue-in-cheek rap alter ego.
Oh, I don't know about
Drake
that.
Drake Shelton, where...
That's great.
He does R&B with country flavor. Wow, that sounds... Drake Shelton. I see nothing...
Champagne Poppy.
Nothing for Ralph Gunt.
Oh...
It might have been a dream of yours.
No kidding.
Maybe it wasn't Blake. Maybe it was somebody else.
Maybe he was throwing up.
Maybe I got him confused with a fussing name.
Yeah. I mean, you're way off. Like, even there's no one famous named Ralph Gunt. Are you saying it? You're doing it. God bless.
I feel like you would have, like, as soon as you immediately heard it, you're like, that ain't real.
What, knowing you, you...
Just turned it to... Would anybody have to name Gunt?
I don't know.
I just can't.
What about Johnny... Look, you say that, but we know Johnny Fupa.
There was Johnny Fupa. Famous fat Italian gangster.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know, when he would make collections, he'd put it up under his Fupa, and then he would pick up an envelope.
That's where he carried his gat. Right.
He hung out with Tommy Karate.
He carried his gat and his gunt.
Yeah, he did. Oh, ah, damn it. It don't work again.
He said, ah, damn it.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and the news is out. Hayden Panettiere apparently died of an overdose in South Carolina.
And that's not just South Carolina, Paige.
In Greenville, South Carolina, according to a 911 call.
It's almost like our news is now using this as some kind of like... Yeah, Greenville's in the news again. What's up, guys? For real, it's like I mean, I realize you gotta like talk about it. I'm not even saying this toward you, Paige, because we're talking. We don't do news like they do news. We have feedback. They can't say what they really think about stuff. But it's like some kind of like. But that's what the news wants, though. They thrive off of tragic situation, tragedy.
You know what bothers me the most is that the 911 call is on TMZ.
Well, look, that's where you really go if you want to.
Are you going to sell it? I just want to know.
Got the FOA. I mean, that's the way they are. FOA, Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, you do wonder how the information comes out so fast as far as like Page Six running stuff and TMZ getting pictures of like, you know, obviously, somebody took the pictures they gave to TMZ or sold to them.
I'm just saying, as somebody who had lost somebody because of trauma, I wouldn't appreciate that being leaked. I think you should have certain information that should be private of how people die.
Well, again, I mean, privacy is something that...
That's just my own personal opinion. It doesn't matter. But I wouldn't want, you know, how would you feel if you have family members and everybody's hearing the 911 call of your deceased relative?
Yeah.
I just think it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion from a news person, ironically. But I wouldn't want to hear that.
I mean, if you're on the call screaming.
You know what I mean?
Like, that call was just, you know, just to report it, like, you know, so-and-so on the scene doing or whatever.
But how is that necessary?
Was that guy from here?
No, they were in a. They went to her and her boyfriend Brian Hickerson. They went to an Airbnb that Brian and his brother had been living in the apartment complex where they stayed.
So yes.
So.
From what I could tell, they were on again, off again. But this is also the same guy who's had a CDV charges against her too.
Oh, wow.
Like he had punched her somewhere and got in trouble for that. And bless. I think already he was trying to get that expunged, but that got denied by a court.
Yeah, well, good for that court. Yeah. Most of them let it slide.
So it was a lot of back and forth for whatever reason.
But wasn't you telling me, I don't know if it was on there yesterday, that like some guy that used to be on Heroes with her?
Yeah, they went to see the performance at the
Foundry.
So that Friday
guy
night
was playing there.
Well, they missed each other.
No way.
Yeah. He didn't know about it until afterwards, and they never saw each other.
Oh, so she didn't even go to the show?
She came into town the next day.
Oh, my God.
When that guy found out about it, he's like, well, you know, ironically enough, I was playing there.
Wow. I thought that's why she was maybe here. That's crazy.
So just before 2 o'clock on Sunday, 911, there was a call that was received from an unidentified female who had gone into cardiac arrest. So within minutes, they performed CPR on her, and she was pronounced dead about half an hour later.
Whoever they put on TV locally, look, it's just my impression of what was going on. It seemed to kind of relish in the moment that he was on TV talking about this stuff. Now, you know, a few different stations use the guy. But he was just talking about, you know, because he lives there.
Oh.
He was talking about the commotion of the people coming in and out and whatnot. But.
So the 911 call mentioned an overdose, and they found Narcan on the mattress.
God.
Just all the information that comes out so quick.
Yeah.
You know, how these people get it.
I know. I saw Klitschko was trending yesterday. I was like, well, it's been a long time since you've seen that name trending for anything.
Yeah, he put out a statement. That's all he said he was going to.
Wladimir.
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 There were some people saying you don't do an autopsy that fast. I don't know how that works.
No, it takes, I mean, it to do a proper autopsy, it took like 4 months to figure out what killed my brother.
They had Charlie Kirk's done in 4 hours.
Yeah, so it's just, it's who you know. It's who you are, right, or who you were.
Or whatever
they want to put as a cause of death real quick. If it's a heart attack, yeah, in her situation, if the heart just stopped beating. But there's other things. If they found Narcan, you know what I mean?
I will say, I won't say which one, but there was a local station that ran the story on social media a lot. Like, a lot. Like,
well, I mean,
per right, hour.
We have it on mute in here, and I've seen, you know, Hayden, say the last name for me.
Panettiere.
Panettiere?
Yeah.
Okay. I swear somebody said Palantir yesterday. Hayden Panettiere. Mm-hmm. I've seen it twice, having been here for an hour and almost 2 hours.
So now, they were using different pictures when they ran the social media posts, but
file pictures.
It definitely was recycled. Somebody said that, or it might have been page six or whatever, that her dad had gotten into a heated confrontation with the boyfriend. I don't know if that's true, but... Mm. You know, and it's not alleged, like, that's what he did. Like, he was convicted. He pled no contest to domestic violence. So I imagine they probably already had a run-in once or twice earlier.
Yeah.
Should have, at least.
But she had, like, given up custody of the kid to Klitschko.
Yeah.
That's...
And they live in, like, you know, the action of Ukraine, like, war-torn Kyiv.
And they gave him custody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... God bless that child.
Now, she did say that she would...
God bless all the children.
All of them. Even the ones you don't like.
The children of our world.
That's just sad.
That part when you're singing the Lord nursery rhyme and certain parts you won't sing.
That is true.
Jesus loves all the children of the world.
Oh, that part. Okay. Yeah.
No, not that part. That's the part you should sing. They were some smart asses. They wouldn't sing certain parts of that song.
Oh, okay.
How much longer do you think it'd be a story? The death and everything surrounding it locally.
Man, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if she overdosed, nobody... I don't think there's a murder.
The news probably hopes that there's a great mystery to it.
Like, I don't know what else you do with it at this
point. Nothing.
You know? But these news directors, you know, some of them are a little hell-bent on, you know, squeezing that rag till every drop...
Yeah.
Drops out? Drips out, drips dry.
Your conjugation, whatever.
I'm just going off of what I've heard ex-reporters say. You know, they kind of left the business locally for. News director sucks.
Yeah.
And that's not one particular station.
It's all of them say that.
Yep.
Well, it's just a shame. Another person lost and their family's grieving.
Say, what's a shame? They don't put ugly women on TV anymore for doing the news.
No, and
every
thank
once
you for
a
that.
While, it seemed like there was like a DEI kind of thing to, well, we need to have one frumpy one.
Yeah,
on
but why do they have such ugly guys? They need handsome men to be
frumpo.
It's like unbalanced.
Are you taking that as like women sexist?
Should, no, you just made a valid point that women should just comment about that.
Why dudes any, don't do the news?
Aren't there any handsome guys?
God,
not
you're
straight
right. White guys don't do the news anymore, except for weather. It seems to be. Yes, that's pretty solid.
Want to bounce around too much. Too much bouncing.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with finding a nice market and making a life for yourself.
What do you think about when there's a, and be honest, when there's a female sports anchor?
It depends.
Okay.
She's really got to know her stuff.
What if she looks like, first off, she could whoop your ass, or like she could like arm wrestle Dot Richardson.
Oh, I like that. I tell you, like, Julia Morris, YFF, is great. Like, she knows her stuff.
Yeah.
She gets
you
in
think
there.
She'd kick your ass?
Oh, yeah. She wanted to.
She'd outrun you for sure.
But she knows ball.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't half-ass it when you come in here and do it.
What about a deaf sports anchor? Is that...
Well, I would rather him do, like, the all of the news, not just sports.
Would you like to hear a World Cup? Go!
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.